it's very easy to go and understand whether your property is good or not. So I don't want to have arguments with you. I just want you to go and understand. Look at the number of units transacted in your condo today. Your unit type. Okay, I'm not talking about your whole condo. Some condos, they can do very well, but they have a specific unit type nobody want to buy. So it still happens. And then a lot of other people that is, I can tell you, every single unit that is not doing well in the market, they have their own reasons. So there's no such thing as what smaller units are not doing well, the bigger units are not doing well. It's not true. There's a lot of other factors like age, location, price, value, a lot of things. A lot of things add up to why you are doing well and why you're not doing well. And today, if you go and watch back my fundamentals videos on what not to buy and all this thing, you realize that everything starts to surface. 4-5 years ago, you sell a low floor unit. People also buy from you at record price. But today, nobody wants to buy from you. So this is, today is, we are back to norm, I would say norm, because this market situation, I think I already be in this market situation for at least 2 to 3 times in my 17 years in the real estate. So I don't think this is a big thing. Okay, just that things got to be adjust, you know. For my team members, I'm explaining to them the market situation. I'm teaching them how to help their customer better. I'm teaching them what to do to be responsible and all these things. It doesn't mean that property agents cannot survive in this market situation. It's not correct. It's that you need to have skill and knowledge. We are not in a season where monkey can sell house. Okay?